Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise, our first interview of the morning. Can't do it without Rob Center, fabulous producer. Can't do our internet, winternet coverage without Matt Catrillo over in the newsroom, clackety-clacking away, keeping things up to date. He tells us traffic so far so good today with the icy roads. So far, no problems out there. So just icy conditions, but you should be able to get where you got to go. In the studio with us now, Art Thomas is here. He's the treasurer of the River Valley Senior Providers Group. He's also the president of MECTEC and Diversified Construction Incorporated, two good, thriving companies in our local area. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in. And we're going to talk about the River Valley Senior Providers Group and the hard work that they do. And on the news line with us now, Melissa Bodorf. You'll remember you met her last year. She is the lead link coordinator in the Aging Disability Resource Center. And that's at Pennsylvania Link, which is kind of a go-to for people who need information. She's a real connector and liaison. And she's also president of the River Valley Senior Providers Group. Melissa, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Mark.
No, I really appreciate it. I just think this is so important information. I'm always amazed at how difficult it is to get comprehensive information about senior services out. But I'll tell you what, this is the mission of your group. Please, Melissa, tell us the River Valley Senior Providers Group, their mission, and tell us about the organization.
Sure, absolutely. So the whole mission of the group is to connect professionals that work with seniors and also people with disabilities of any age to really understand what resources are available and to kind of work together. I always tell people there's no gold pot with $1 million, millions of dollars that's going to help everybody in every situation. But if we really understand what's available locally and how we all can kind of do our own little thing, it really puts it in perspective and helps the people that are most vulnerable in our communities.
Well, and our own little thing describes what's happening here, that you do have literally hundreds, maybe 1,000 providers of services across the Central Susquehanna Valley, the Broad Valley, that do meet the needs of senior citizens in the region. So, you know, we talk about unmet needs. In most cases, it's probably a matter of getting them connected up with all the little things that are happening around here.
Absolutely, and that's really why we're here today and why we're really pushing our membership for 2019. Membership is free. It's the best bargain around that you can get, and it's pretty easy. We just ask anybody, and it doesn't matter if you have a for-profit, a non-profit, or even if you're a consumer in some way that works with these populations, you just fill out a form. It's very simple. You can go to the website, and by filling out the quick form, you also receive a free description in our annual resource guide that we publish each summer.
And you are president of the group, but also the lead link coordinator. Describe your work. Give us the elevator speech about your work, please.
My work with PA Link, it is actually a federal and state-funded program, and what we do is we're part of what's called the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So our goal, just very much like River Valley Senior Provider Group, is to streamline the process for people that need services. So the ways that I do that is through these networking groups like River Valley, and I belong, and also host some other groups around the in my 9 counties that I cover. And then we also do trainings, conferences, things like that, because we really believe that if people on the local level understand what's going on, then our consumers are gonna benefit from that.
And Art, this group's goal, mission, and obsession is to make sure that anybody, absolutely everybody that has anything to offer senior citizens gets listed in the guide and gets joined up.
Yes, if you provide a product or a service that also goes to seniors, I think it's worth trying our group. As Melissa mentioned, membership is free. All you have to do is fill out a one-page form, and you can be put in our guide as a listing with a service or product you provide. You can also enjoy the benefits of our monthly meetings. We move our meetings throughout the year within the 7 county area of the River Valley Senior Provider Group. I know Melissa's got a 9 county area with her job. Our group covers 7 areas, though we don't shut anyone out that wants to come in. That would probably be someone that's national. that would cover our area also. But anything, just a real brief list of the types of services that our current members include: adult daycare. That's a real new thing on the street the last couple of years. Advocacy and counseling, a lot of elder law firms are members of our group. Alzheimer's, dementia care, all of the area agencies on aging, Columbia Montour, Northumberland Snyder Union, and the STEP up in Lycoming Clinton. Community organizations, financial services, home care, non-medical, that's a big industry today. Home mods and improvements, that's what our company does. We're a small general contractor that does home improvements. Independent senior living communities, those are a lot of our members that come and network, share their problems, share their challenges. Insurance providers, medical equipment, durable medical equipment, nursing facilities, personal care homes, support groups, senior centers, veteran services are a big part of our group too. There's a lot of veterans, still World War II Korean veterans into their 90s now that need a lot of help, and the county veteran coordinators are a big part of our group to help these people.
All right, so let's make sure that we're talking, being clear here, that you want individuals who are in the Central Susquehanna Valley to know about the River Valley Senior Providers Group. You can link to them on Facebook. It's probably the fastest way to do that. How do you do that, Melissa? Just go to Facebook and look for River Valley Senior Providers Group?
You can do that. However, earlier this year, we were able to kind of get a page on the PA Link website. So it's actually a little bit more comprehensive. You can download the guide. You can download anything that you need. If you go to PALink8.com, and right there you'll see a tab that says River Valley Senior Providers Group. And if you click on that, then you can see the membership form and pictures from some of our meetings and really what our mission is all about.
All right, so PALink8.com, and on Facebook you have some cursory information, probably links to the PA Link 8 site too, so you can get people connected up that way. You, at this point, you're doing a membership drive. You want individuals to sign up, Melissa, that are companies and providers. You want them listed in this free group.
Absolutely. And if they do go to the website, it's like you can see the very easy form is on there. They can just fill out the fields and hit submit, and we'll receive that information on our end. And then that puts them on our email list. We try to send out at least twice a month, and maybe sometimes even more, email alerts about all the different events, announcements, job openings, a whole bunch of different things that are going on in our region from our members. So I know I put the list together, and many times I do it. It's 4, 5, 6 pages long, and people can just kind of scroll through there, see the dates, and see what might work for them for their, from a business perspective or a personal perspective.
And you also produce a guide. Describe this guide. If folks haven't seen it, describe this guide that comes out all the time, each year.
Yes, each year we do. It's called the River Valley Resource Guide, and we work with the Standard Journal, who have really helped us out over the last couple years with putting everything together. And what we try to do, because we understand how complicated this is, we understand how difficult it is to navigate the system, we try to make it as easy as possible. So we go through in our guide from 2018 to 2019, and we really talked about those different categories that ART went through and what that means, so people can kind of figure out where they might need to start. And then they can flip back through the guide and find those organizations and learn a little bit more about them, their contact information, and a very brief description about the business. And then that way there's a little icon, so everything kind of matches up throughout the guide, that they can really take it in their own hands and make some phone calls and try to get the wheels going and get them the help that they might need in their family.
All right, Melissa Bodorf's on the news line. She's the lead link coordinator with the PA Link Aging and Disability Resource Center, and works as a liaison, as a go-to, as part of her job to make sure that seniors get connected to all services around here. But as president of the River Valley Senior Providers Group, she's doing the same thing, making sure that all of the individuals and businesses around here and nonprofits get linked up with individuals that may have questions. The group also has some grants that go out. Tell us a little bit about those, if you would. Art, why don't you tell us, there are some grants that go out to individuals that have projects or doing outstanding work.
Yes, for the last several years, I'd say 4 years now, we've been able to award community impact grants to our members. Now, you do need to be a member, and remember, membership is free. Just fill out the one-page form. But each December, when we have our annual celebration meeting, this past year was at the Country Cupboard, we give out these community impact grants, and we give out about $4,000 a year the last couple of years. Even though our membership is free, in years past, our membership did have a fee, and we built up a nice little account, and we started giving out these impact grants. Now, in addition to membership fees in the past, we also receive a donation annually from the Standard Journal from the proceeds of the publication of our resource guide. So that's been able to keep us going. Membership is still free now for the third year in a row. We explore that at the end of every year for needs into the future. But we've been able to give out grants varying from $250 to $1,000, 6 to 8 grants over the last couple of years.
Right, so these are funding to help further the endeavors of individuals, nonprofits, and groups, and members of the group. All right, we're just about out of time. Melissa, please make a pitch for folks to connect, to get linked with the River Valley Senior Providers Group. If you know somebody, or you are a provider, or you are a senior citizen, get signed up, make your presence known.
Yes, I would certainly just say it's a win-win situation. You really have to invest very little. It's just a matter of time filling out that form, and you can reap a lot of rewards and benefits by becoming our member. Again, the form is on palink8.com. You can always reach out to the Standard Journal or Art or myself to get some more information. And our meetings are always open. We encourage anyone to come. They're always the second Wednesday of each month. They start early at 7:45, and they're over by 9. And actually, our next meeting in March will be on the 13th at Buffalo Valley Lutheran Village at their Commons building. So we would encourage anyone to come out and join us and see what we're all about, and contact us with questions.
All right. Very well. Thank you so much, Melissa. Thanks for calling in today. Glad you didn't have to travel to the studios. There, our driveway's icy. All the roads around here are in pretty good condition, but a little bit less travel as part of your day today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you.
Melissa Bodorf is the lead link coordinator with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is part of the PA Link that she described. Their website, palink8.com. Thank you so much, Art, for coming in. Very much appreciated.
Thanks for giving us time.
We're lucky enough to know Art. He's the president of MECTEC and is the treasurer of the River Valley Senior Providers Group. Their guide's coming out shortly. You can go to the palink8.com and find out where to get the guide. You can also look at up on Facebook, and we'll have a couple-inch stack of the guides here at WDKOK as well.